The Money Show.
The Markets.
And on to Chris Stewart. He is a portfolio manager at 91. Chris Stewart, welcome to The Money Show this evening. A very positive day on markets. A day when markets are in denial about the possibility of a U.S. recession because various members of the U.S. Fed seem to be talking down the likelihood of a U.S. recession, and market wants to believe them.
Yeah, good evening, Bruce. Yeah, the market's all over the place. I'm not quite sure what it wants to believe at the moment. We've seen now about 70% of the S&P have reported results for the quarter, and about 73% of that 70% have surprised positively. So, you know, looking in the rearview mirror, everything still looks reasonably decent. Corporate results have been fairly good. The big question mark is whether that's totally irrelevant and you know, how much pain the future brings in terms of a slowdown, and, you know, how much of that slowdown is a result of the inevitable further interest rate increases that policymakers have to put through, and that in turn is going to be a function of what happens to the inflation rate. And part of that certainly has to do with the oil price, and the oil price is starting to behave a little bit better. I'm just looking at my screen now. We're sitting at WTI at $91 and some change. And the other measure at 97. It's looking better there, but, you know, markets are, as I say, not quite sure where they want to go, Bruce. We saw a decent rebound last month. We're seeing that continue into this month on the back of relatively robust earnings numbers being reported. And I guess the market's saying, well, you know, if we do see a recession, maybe it'll be relatively short-lived.
Certainly. And Absa's trading update suggesting there's no bother at all in the South African economy. In fact, all of the retail banks seem to be singing from the same hymn sheet that they cut back very aggressively during COVID, bounced back very, very strongly. They made huge provisions for bad debts. Those bad debts didn't really come through to the extent that they feared. And things are actually looking fairly rosy for the South African retail banking sector, as Absa showed today with a very strong trading update.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Absa guiding today that headline earnings for the first half of the year is going to be somewhere between 25 and 30% higher. If you take the midpoint of that range, it's somewhere around 13 Rand. And if you take a typical first half, second half seasonality for that, you know, it looks as though earnings could be certainly well north of 26 Rand, possibly even as high as 27 Rand for the full year. And with the market looking for 25 Rand, you know, that means that there's probably somewhere around 4% earnings, you know, positive earnings revisions to come, and the share price movement today, Absa, and indeed all of the banks reflecting that. We've got them all reporting in the next few weeks. It's going to be interesting to see the nature of the earnings beats. And I think what, you know, a couple of things people are going to be looking for. One is how much of the earnings beat is as a result of higher interest rates resulting in higher margins across the banks. I think that's going to be a big driver. How much of it is as a result, as you pointed out earlier, of the release of some of those fairly significant provisions that the banks took around COVID that haven't necessarily materialized to the extent that they expected them to. But most importantly, I think, is what is the outlook for the balance of this year and next year for the banking sector? Because, you know, once the positive impact of higher interest rates is in the base, once the provisioning number has at least normalized post-COVID, and, you know, once some of the insurance claims that decimated earnings last year as a result of COVID-related deaths haven't repeated this year and are then in the base, what's the sort of growth prospects looking like into next year? And if you look at where these stocks are valued, the market's telling you that the growth prospects into next year are pretty dire, which may well be accurate, but are they going to be as dire as indicated with, you know, modest single digit forward price earnings multiples and, you know, dividend yields approaching 6, 7, and 8%, which means, you know, the market's not expecting great shakes into next year.
Chris Stewart at 91, thank you very much for catching up with us on the market this evening. JSE ended the day at 68,610 on the All Share Index.